With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With his presidency rapidly winding down, Inauguration Day now just 2 months away, President Biden getting the U.S. more deeply involved in the war in Ukraine. First, he gave Ukraine the go-ahead to fire long-range U.S.-made missiles into Russian territory, and now comes this.
A U.S. official confirmed to the BBC that Ukraine would be supplied with what it's long been asking for, anti-personnel mines to impede the advance of Russian troops. It's a significant change in policy. 2 years ago, the Biden administration committed to limit the export of such weapons because of concerns about the long-lasting risk to civilian populations.
The BBC's John Sudworth. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital is closing after being warned of a potentially significant airstrike. Embassy employees, U.S. citizens urged to shelter in place. Also at SRNNews.com, former wrestling executive Linda McMahon, President-elect Trump's pick for education secretary. She chaired the SBA during the first Trump term. Dr. Mehmet Oz tapped to run Medicare and Medicaid services, and its billionaire Howard Lutnick for commerce secretary. Forecasters call it a bomb cyclone, a powerful weather system battering the Pacific Northwest, leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Fierce winds and torrential rains across parts of Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State.
It's going to be a multi-day event with very heavy rainfall over several days. And when it's all done, it looks like the rainfall totals, especially across northwestern California, are probably going to be in excess of a foot.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec. The Los Angeles City Council voting unanimously to declare L.A. a sanctuary city. A follow-up vote is required. Then it's on to Mayor Karen Bass, who says she supports the ordinance. The Dow's down 24 points, and this is SRN News. Another poll shows faith on the wane in the U.S.
According to the latest from Rasmussen Reports, 52% of America's young adults say they are not religious. This is just the latest survey to demonstrate that previous generations have failed to transmit their faith to the younger cohort that is coming up. The fact that most younger adults are not religious doesn't mean they are uninterested in spiritual things. Many are investigating astrology, spiritualism, and other occult practices. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a New York City church where pop star Sabrina Carpenter filmed suggestive scenes for a music video has been stripped of his duties. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn says Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello has been relieved of any pastoral oversight or governance role at his church, located in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. The priest has apologized for approving the filming at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, maintaining that he wasn't present at the time. This is SRN News. You've heard of self-driving cars? Well, this takes that to the next level, literally.
Rotor Technologies built two pilotless helicopters in New Hampshire. It's been testing. CEO Hector Hsu says they're game changers.
The most urgent need for our helicopters today are places where there are lots of fatalities already. And that's agriculture, that's aerial firefighting, that's offshore transport.
According to the NTSB, there were 81 fatal agriculture flights between 2001 and 2010. He says the autonomous helicopters offer the same payload and capabilities of manned aircraft by putting their AI into a full-scale helicopter. The Spray Hawk comes with a $1 million price tag. I'm Julie Walker.
Susan Smith is asking a parole board in South Carolina to release her from prison. She rolled her car into a lake in 1994, her two young sons still strapped inside. More details at srnnews.com.